Wyoming might not be the first choice for grape growers and aspiring vintners, but a group in Sheridan is working to change that. Professors, graduate and undergraduate students at UW and Sheridan College are using advanced techniques to identify traits in different grape varieties that make them well-suited to Wyoming. Wyoming Public Radio's Chelsea Biondolillo reports.
Sadnan Dekney is a UW horticulture professor stationed at the Sheridan Research and Extension Center. On the far edge of the Sheridan campus near the other greenhouses, he and his research team tend a small plot surrounded by deer fencing and crisscrossed with black irrigation tubing.
This is a one-acre vineyard, so 17 rows are being used for a grape variety trial, and we have planted 35 different varieties in here with the goal to identify suitable varieties for Wyoming.
Dekney believes that Wyoming's dry weather is a major benefit to growers, as grapevines are susceptible to fungus in wet areas like the West Coast, though he acknowledges that early frosts and late thaws are limiting factors here.
This age at which you can start commercial production varies from place to place. Under Wyoming conditions, it takes anywhere from 3 to 4 years, considering our short growing season. One of the objectives of this variety trial is to see varieties that can be established at a faster rate.
Dekney's research uses biotechnology to identify the best traits from a wide range of grape varieties. The ultimate goal is to create new Wyoming-tolerant grapes by combining those traits. About a half an hour away, on a windy and otherwise bare hilltop in Parkman, Stephanie Zier tends around 200 grapevines behind her house. For her, the vineyard is still a hobby, but she hopes to make it a business in the future. When asked why she chose grapes, which are an atypical Wyoming crop, she said that despite the short season, the Wyoming landscape seemed ideal for grapes.
You know, what you read about grapes is that the more you torture them, the better fruit you get. And I thought, well, I can certainly torture a plant.
An avid telemark skier, Zier has named her operation Telly Peak Vineyard. She's also one of Dekney's statewide local grower partners.
The first thing I did after coming here is getting a lot of information from the growers. And so that helps me get a head start in giving the direction for our research.
And also when you evaluate different plants, you know that certain varieties, just when 10 people tell you that they planted them and they died in year two, that maybe there's not a whole lot of reason to look reevaluate them.
Dekney gathers information from Zier, and in turn, he can share plant material with her when it's ready to be tested in the field. In this way, the work at Sheridan College benefits the research project as well as Telly Peak Vineyards and other vineyards as far away as Basin and Huntley. Back at the research vineyard in Sheridan, Dekney and his students are joined by Dan Berge, the Sheridan College faculty advisor on the project. Berge teaches biology and biotech courses at Sheridan and sees this project as a way to jumpstart his students' academic careers.
Collaboration like this enables students at the community college level to funnel into the research system and advance degrees with UW so they can get training here, get their feet wet in research, get hands-on practical application and training, and then go right into an advanced research program, an advanced PhD, a graduate program, or even medical dental PA school.
While students and vintners across the state get a majority of the benefits of the research, they aren't alone.
It's a win-win situation for everybody. For me, it's an opportunity to still do research as well as my teaching duties, but I can dabble in research, and it's very interesting. And I think we're the only institution in the state doing grape research, aren't we? I think this is it.
Dekney and Berge agree that Wyoming may never rival California's Napa Valley, but they both believe that grapes might someday be an important part of Wyoming's agriculture. Dekney's current project is scheduled to last for at least the next 10 years, with support from the Wyoming Department of Agriculture. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Chelsea Biondolillo.